Friends. Clara Amfort.
With your popularity growing, I guess you've now got more opportunities happening for you.
Yeah.
So would you say that you don't want to be just considered a grime artist?
That's the fun bit for me. Like, when I'm able to step out of my comfort zone, because like a song like Shut Up, where I'm spitting and I'm just freestyling, that is so natural to me. That's what I've been doing all these years on the playground. So that's always what I'm going to be able to do on a normal day. But stepping out of my comfort zone and trying other things like R&B, like jazz and hip-hop and soul and all these other genres that I love just as much as I love grime, that's the extra little bit of fun for me when I'm able to say, I'm not that too great of a singer, but I'm going to have a go. I want it to always be a thing that when people hear me on certain things, they're like, no way is this the same Stormzy that was telling us to shut up.
You know, I'm expecting an album full of slow jams from you now.
I love a slow jam though. Like I will probably have a slow jam on the album, like more than likely.
Now, I know you've obviously had a lot of UK love. You've got your MOBO awards. But when it comes to awards like the Brits, did you feel a way about the fact that artists from genres that you're associated with weren't nominated this year?
I felt very disappointed. I wasn't angry or like, why? It was such a great year for grime and underground music. And I thought, maybe this year might get celebrated. Do you know what I mean? You know, when you've got that little bit of hope in you, that little bit of faith, and then they didn't. I thought it was such a shame. Do you know what I mean? Like, after all the great things that my peers have contributed to British music this year, that it wasn't recognised on a world stage like that. But it's just a matter of breaking the doors down and just carrying on, and just hopefully after years, like next year, the year after, eventually we'll be recognised on that platform. But it was a great year for Graham, and I think it was a great year for all the MCs that I've had the pleasure of working with and been in touch with. So I don't think that has any say in how great 2015 was for the genre. So regardless, man, it's all good. Get darker.